Good afternoon, and thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ, with whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with tonight?
We just moved into the neighborhood up here in Saugerties, and before we moved in, we arranged service with the local people. Didn't realize that you guys were coming up. We're interested in evaluating switching over. We just started a new service, but we'd just like to switch over to get fiber internet rather than dealing with the current one that we have.
Okay, absolutely. We can definitely help out with that. What is your service address, please?
163 Hilltop Road, Saugerties, Maryland. Saugerties, New York. I just came from Maryland.
Okay. So that was Hilltop?
Hilltop, yes. And the guys have been up here several times, so we've got several neighbors that we've noticed that probably
that have it.
Signed up. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. And it does show that we are able to service it. So, and just to confirm, this is for a residence, correct?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. And did you know which kind of package you wanted to go for? Was it the 1 gig or the 2 gig?
Probably the 1 gig to start off with.
Okay, and if you decide to upgrade, that's doable anytime.
Yeah.
And then approximately how large would you say your home is in square footage?
Oh, 2,400.
2,400? Okay, so we do recommend
that
you have up to at least two extenders. One extender would be included in your price. So if you'd like, what we can do is we can set that as zero, check to see how it works with both the main router and the extender and see if that will cover your whole home. Or if you decide that you need any additional extenders, they are addable for $8 per month per extender. But ultimately, it would be decided by you and your Archtop Fiber technician on the day of your install, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Were you looking to have phone service included?
No, you're talking about getting
a landline.
Yeah, a landline. That sounds like a good idea. We don't have a landline now. We were thinking about having a landline because service up here is pretty difficult.
Spotty.
Without the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah, spotty. Yeah, so I think a landline would be a good idea.
Okay, absolutely. That is $24.99 a month, just so that you are aware. So that would bring up, if you were to sign up for auto pay and paperless billing, it would bring your bill up to $94.99 total. That's including both the internet and the phone.
Okay. Now, we currently have bought the internet and the television with our local provider. I'm trying to remember the name right now. Spectrum.
Spectrum?
So what,
yeah, we don't offer any cable, though.
No, I'm not asking for cable.
Oh, okay.
I'm asking, when I switch over, what happens? Do I completely drop the TV with Spectrum, or what do I do?
So when it comes to the internet portion, because again, we don't provide any TV service. When it comes to the internet portion, what you can do is you can contact them the day after your install is done with us. So that way you are still connected throughout the entire installation process.
Okay. So we could have the internet service coming through fiber, and then we could have the television service to our local provider that we have now.
Correct. You should be able to,
okay.
Anyways.
Yeah. Well, do you know what other people are doing up here?
I mean, I do know that most people are streaming nowadays through like Netflix, Hulu, HBO Max, Peacock. Some even have Fubo TV. Some have other ones like YouTube TV, things like that.
Oh, I see. I see what you're saying. Okay. This is a whole new business to me.
Mm-hmm.
What we're doing and what people are doing when they get the fiber is they're basically using streaming services rather than the regular TV services.
Correct. Yeah. So they're using Hulu, Netflix, those kinds of streaming apps instead of going for TV because cable can be pretty costly nowadays.
Yeah, I got you. So basically, what we would be doing is we would be dropping everything from Spectrum and then going with the streaming through Archtop, and then do the streaming through one of the major providers, you know, YouTube, Netflix, Prime, Disney,
correct,
Hulu, whatever. Yeah. Okay. I got it. Okay.
Yeah, that's what most people do now anyways. And also, since you're signing up today, since you're signing up before the 15th of December, you do qualify for a streaming card, which is a $100 gift card that is usable only on streaming services, and it can be applied towards new or existing services.
Okay.
So, like, if you already have Netflix, you can use that card to pay for your Netflix. If you're interested in checking out Hulu or Disney or ESPN, whichever the case may be, and you don't have those services yet, you can use that card also to pay for those streaming services.
Okay. Okay, I understand. Good. Well, what we got to figure out is how which streaming service is going to give us all the programs that we want to see.
So we actually have a handy-dandy little tool. If you go to archtopfiber.com and you hover over the streaming, so like, let me just get there real quick. So where it says residential, hover over that and then click on the streaming portion. It's right below the phone once the drop-down pops up. Once you click on that, you do have the capability of taking a bit of a, it's kind of like a little quiz to receive a custom recommendation that fits your streaming needs at the lowest prices available.
Okay. All right. I'm trying to do some of that right now. Archtopfiber.com is what it is?
Correct.
Okay.
And then at the top, you'll see internet.
Residential,
so hover over residential,
streaming.
Click
yep.
streaming,
and
yep,
then, yep,
and mm-hmm. then scroll down.
Yes.
Do you
okay.
see the little
new
to streaming?
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. All right. Super. Well, good. That would give me some clues about what I wanted to do. Okay.
Absolutely.
Good.
So that will also be a handy dandy little tool for you, so that way you can figure out which ones might be best suited for you, based on what it asks that you like to watch.
Basically, what we end up with, now I also have telephone service, the wireless telephone through Spectrum. I would have to keep that in order to keep my wireless telephone. But then I could switch over the TV and the internet to the fiber. Is that correct? That's what we're talking about doing?
So we're talking about getting internet service through fiber, as well as getting a landline since your cell phones tend to be a little bit spotty, as you stated. As far as TV goes, most people use streaming services to replace their TV because most people are kind of tired of all the ads.
I'm sorry. What do I do about my wireless telephone service?
Is it through Spectrum?
Yeah.
Yeah, see that we don't handle cellular phones, unfortunately.
Right, right. You see, that's the thing. That's where they kind of got you hooked in a way.
Mm-hmm.
The Spectrum can hook you in with the TV and the internet. Right now, our wireless telephone is very spotty, except when you've got internet, then the internet will boost it up.
Yeah.
And I would assume that the same thing would happen with having the fiber service in?
Yes. So
okay.
When it comes to like switching altogether, we would not be disconnecting your Spectrum. You would be doing that on your end. Fiber is completely different than what Spectrum uses. Spectrum uses coaxial cables. We don't. We use fiber cables.
Mm-hmm. I understand the difference, yes.
Yeah, so we would run the wire alongside as well.
Okay. How do you work it out in the house if you've got two different places where you're using internet connections or TV or streaming?
So define two different places, because we use Wi-Fi, so the router would provide the Wi-Fi signal, so you should have connection throughout the entire home. That's also why we're including that one extender, since you have a 2,400 square foot
offer. Oh, okay, now I got it. Okay, I got it. I'm a little...
No, you're fine.
I'm an older individual. This is all new business to me.
You are perfectly fine.
Okay. So what do we do? How can we get somebody to take a look at our situation up here, or do we commit to it at this point, or what? What do we do?
So what we can do, I mean, it's up to you as to whether or not you want to go ahead and sign up or discuss it. As far as signing up goes, it's quite easy to do. All that you would need to do is I have some questions that I would have to ask. And then from there on, it would just be simple. We would get you scheduled up. And then on the day of your install is when the first bill would be due.
Okay. And, of course, I don't have any contracts with Spectrum because they don't do contracts anymore.
We don't do contracts either.
And you don't do contracts either. So, okay. It's a little bit disconcerting because we just moved in and we made this not contract, but we made this discussion earlier before we moved here, didn't know that you guys were going to be in the service up this area.
And oh, yes.
Now I'm going to be quitting a service which I just started a month ago.
Oh, no.
Yeah, right. And I will have to continue the wireless service because that's pretty important to us.
Absolutely.
I would like to go with the fiber, to be honest, because I'm familiar with fiber. We're coming from Maryland. We're moving from Maryland up to here.
Oh,
and,
okay.
So I'm familiar with how fast fiber is and how well it works. I'm not familiar with going with a complete streaming program, but you've just given me the tools so that we can look at that carefully and make a decision on that. And I'm aware that we can probably get a streaming program that'll have every program that we watch right now. So
absolutely.
That's not a big problem. I am concerned that the Spectrum will get all upset because we just signed up and now we're talking about, you know, going away from that. But also, you're going to be adding a landline telephone, which is something we need. We did not go ahead and sign up for one of those with Spectrum, but I think we need to put one of those in because of the spotty service up here. So
yes.
I would like very much to sign up, but I want to get maybe a little bit more information. I want to go ahead and go through the questions here on the internet to make sure that all the programs are there that we want.
And
go from there. But I also want to make sure that we meet your deadline in terms of the service and getting the benefits of the program that you have available right now.
Absolutely, and that's understandable as well.
So where do we go now? What do you want me to do now?
So it's up to you. I know that you wanted some additional information. I can provide more information on the plans that we offer, if you would like.
Okay.
So essentially the 1 gig, like I said, would include all of everything. So it would include your taxes, your fees. It would include the equipment as well. So you wouldn't be charged a rental fee for the equipment. It's all inclusive. We also don't do any contracts. So the price that you get for the $69.99 for the 1 gig, that would be valid for 2 years, no contracts again. And once the 2 years is up, then at that point, it would just go back to the regular price of $79.99. So it's only a $10 difference, but it's still a $10 mm-hmm. savings over 24 months. So.
Okay.
The 2 gig is twice as fast for $20 more. So just like in the promotion, the 2 gig does have the promotional price of $89.99 with the auto pay with your checking account, and then the regular price would be $99.99.
Well, that's not such a big difference to go up to 2 gigs. Wow.
Yeah.
You make it difficult because Spectrum now is advertising their system as a 1 gig system. I don't know. I've never tested, you know, how fast it really is, but, you know, it'd be worthwhile to catch it. And that 2 gig price that you're quoting, $89.99, is good for 2 years.
Correct.
Yeah. And then a telephone, a landline telephone on top of that is still only another $10?
Correct.
Okay. All right, so for $99.99, I've got a landline telephone and I've got a 2 gig system, and I'm going to be using streaming primarily for all of the TV programming. And the only thing I have left with Spectrum is going to be the wireless telephone.
Correct. Yes, correct. But the only thing is that the cellular phone may not be available if you don't have other services with Spectrum. That's where it's causing a bit of a concern there.
Oh, I see. I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if I take away some of the other things, then
if you keep like the TV or the cable with them, you may still be able to get it, but that would be a Spectrum question.
Yep, I got it. Okay, so that's a concern that I'd have to have. I think I'd better check with Spectrum before I make a final decision on this.
Absolutely.
You know, I don't want to be losing. When we came up here, we noted that Spectrum had the only service up here, and they used the Verizon towers. We had a Verizon system at the time, but since we were going with Verizon TV and all, we decided to go ahead and take the Verizon package. Now what we're talking about, or what we're thinking about, would be going back to the Verizon Wireless, which we've been with for 100 years, it seems, and getting rid of Spectrum altogether.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. That's a big decision. Okay.
Yes, absolutely. And of course, you know, we like to be completely transparent. So we want you to make informed decisions and based on what's best for you. So, of course, you know, we want you to do the research that you need to do and get back to us if you want to go ahead and switch.
Well, let me look into that. Let me talk to Spectrum. And
absolutely.
Out.
That's what I'm encouraging.
Yeah. And, then I can get back to you then. Okay, I've got a couple of
absolutely.
Days before this runs out anyway. Okay, super, good. You've been very helpful. And I appreciate
Oh, of course.
That.
I'm glad that I was able
and
to help.
I think in retrospect, I probably would go ahead and spend the money, go with a 2 gig system since it's only $10 and add the landline, and then we'll have to deal with what we're going to have to do cellular with. Either staying with Spectrum or going back to Verizon. We'll see what happens, what we have to do.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Super.
Okay.
And when I call back, should I ask for you? Or
you can. I mean, my name is CJ, so, I mean, you absolutely can. Or
and
anybody
CJ?
Else who... Yes, yeah, CJ. C as in cat, J as in joy.
Okay.
And, right. I mean... Any one of our team members is absolutely wonderful. I would highly recommend speaking with them as well. We all have more than enough experience, and we're also able to answer any questions that you may have. So even if I'm not around, I know that my fellow teammates would definitely take care of you.
Gotcha. You've been very helpful, and I appreciate
it. Oh, of course.
It.
I'm glad that I was
so
able to help.
I need to do some more looking into things, checking
Absolutely.
Things out, and then I'll get back to you. Now, how long, I've noticed the trucks up here a couple times, different houses, so does it take 1 day to get all this completed?
So typically you may see us come onto the property for the pre-installation work. The only time that we would need you to be home for is when it comes time for the installation appointment. So that means that we would need a tech to come into the home to finish the full setup process so that you can get your services completely activated and get on the internet and streaming.
Okay. So we wouldn't be losing like a whole bunch of time.
No. The installation process, when it comes to that, is only about an hour and a half long. And we do the pre-installation work outside before the appointment anyways. So you would probably see us or typically see one of our teams out there about a few days before the actual installation appointment. But again, we also don't recommend for you to cancel with Spectrum unless it's after the installation is done. The tech would tell you, hey, you're all connected, because again, the cables are two very different cables. So we run them side by side.
I see. Okay.
So you would still have internet connection even during our entire installation process.
Okay. All right. Super. Got it. Well, thank you so much, CJ.
Absolutely. Anytime.
We'll be back in touch, I'm sure, either you or one of your colleagues.
Alrighty. I look forward to it. And thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day. And if I don't hear from you soon, I hope you guys also have a fantastic holiday season.
Thank you, and we wish you the same.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh.